Jim Sasser is chief of the Mapping Sciences Laboratory at the Manned Spacecraft Center. With us and with Jim are Lou Wade and Bob Hill, also of this department. You gentlemen have done a lot of work for the astronauts in preparing maps and charts and simulations of what they are expected to see when they get to the moon. Now, this is an invaluable training aid, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, it certainly is. We certainly want to know as much about the moon as possible before the astronauts go. So we make use of all of the photography and information coming back from previous NASA spacecraft to try to provide them with the best information that we can prior to the mission.
The Lunar Orbiter instrumented spacecraft, the camera-carrying spacecraft, was one of your most valuable tools, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We got more photography from Lunar Orbiter than from any previous spacecraft, and use that photography in making maps for this mission.
Well, Lou and Bob, would you get in here and tell us just a little about what your work entails there in working with mapping of the moon?
Well, we've got, from the photo interpretation viewpoint, looked at the lunar surface and tried to delineate the best landing areas. We've looked at the existing photo coverage to see where additional photo coverage is highly desirable.
Lou Wade and Bob Hill.
And the photogrammetry end of reducing the lunar orbiter products, we have combined techniques normally used with aerial photography for making maps, normally in Earth cases, and combined these with orbital constraints, which apply to a vehicle orbiting the moon, and constructed from stereoscopic photography the lunar surface around the landing sites and also leading into the landing sites.
Jim Sasser, what are you giving the astronauts on Apollo 8 to take with them as a result of all of this preparation on Earth?
They'll have quite an extensive flight package. It will consist of maps and charts for the Earth orbital and lunar orbital phases of the mission. We will provide them with annotated photography showing them the features on the moon that they will be sighting from lunar orbit, and any other information such as that they require for real-time crew operations.
Could one of you describe some of the training aids which you've made up here on Earth to help Borman, Lovell, and Manders in this flight, for instance, to better know just what they're going to see? I remember one specific movie that I thought was quite interesting.
Yes, we've actually made three-dimensional relief models of the moon and dusted these relief models with copper oxide, which causes the surface to reflect light very in a similar manner to the moon. And when these are illuminated at different angles and photographed with movie cameras, for example, then we can simulate what the moon looks like, or what it might look like, either during the landing mission or during an orbital mission.
As Apollo 8 orbits the moon at 60 nautical miles above the surface, do you think that the astronauts will pretty well know what they're going to see by the time they get there?
Yes, I'm sure they will, because we're providing them with charts that will have photography of the complete equatorial band around the moon that were made from lunar orbiter photography, so they will have photographs showing them the areas that they'll be going over.
How do you go about making a map just from pictures?
Well, it basically depends on the intersection of the rays from stereoscopic photographs that go through the same point on the surface. The photographs are taken at two different positions, either from an aircraft, say in the Earth case, or from two different positions of the spacecraft in orbit. But they must be taken closely enough together so that the photographs cover the same area on the surface. And then by drawing a ray of, say a ray of light through the same point on two photographs, the ray intersects on the, which defines the surface of the moon or whatever you're mapping.
Why do you need stereoscopic pictures?
Well, with only one picture, you only have one ray through a given point, and of course that nothing for that it can intersect.
Is this similar to triangulation?
Yes, it very definitely is triangulation. In fact, one technique when you're not drawing contours as such and only defining the positions and elevations of certain points on the surface, the technique is referred to as aerial triangulation, which is, again, very comparable to turning angles on the ground in conventional surveying.
Tell us something about the particular maps and the aids that the astronauts will have. We covered it briefly there. Would you describe some of the things they'll have in that flight package in a little more detail, one of them?
Well, the first thing they'll have that we provide, they'll have a lot of information in the flight package, and what we're providing is only a small portion of it. But we're providing them with, for example, the Earth orbital chart, which will consist of a series of three charts with all the possible ground tracks delineated on the chart.
Disposed in such a manner that they can keep it in front of them?
Yes, it's very similar to those that they used during the Gemini program, where they had a chart board and slid the chart around the board.
Similar to that which an airplane pilot uses.
Exactly, because the astronauts are all pilots and they want to know what's down below them, where they are in orbit. So this will be used during the Earth orbit portion of the mission. Once they go into the translunar phase of the mission, they will not necessarily be using charts. They'll get their navigational information from the manned spaceflight tracking network. When they go once more into lunar orbit, they will have the lunar orbit charts. The spacecraft commander will have one chart with his information of most interest. The lunar module pilot, for example, the landers will be taking quite a bit of the photography for us on this mission. We'll have a different chart with different overprints to show him what are the targets that he should be taking pictures of, plus any that they spot themselves while they're in orbit that look to be of interest. All of the astronauts have received extensive geological training, and they themselves will be experts in lunar geology and will be able to pick out features that we have not yet recognized from Earth.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for telling us and the support given to this flight by the Mapping Sciences Laboratory. Jim Sasser, Lou Wade, and Bob Hill. This is Red Turner in Houston.